Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Coming up in the next hour of the programme, crisis in the BBC as a presenter is suspended amid serious allegations, but many other people were wrongly named online at the weekend. We'll be hearing all about that. Also, the young woman who took over the running of the farm after her father's life-changing accident, and the hits, the feuds and the family rows. Simon Marr brings us the full story behind Oasis. That's all coming up after 11 o'clock this morning. But now Caroline Robbins from Kiwi Dental in Carlow is here in the studio. It's lovely to have you here, Caroline.
Thank you very much.
You're past president as well, we should say, of the Irish Dental Association. And the association last week told the Oireachtas Health Committee that 500 extra dentists are needed in the public system because children aren't being seen for their regular school checks. So primary school children, they're meant to get a free check in second class, in fourth class and in sixth class, but it's not happening in some areas. And some children are leaving primary school not having been seen at all. I expect, Caroline, that there are some parents listening to this saying, what? My child is entitled to a free checkup because they've heard nothing about it.
Absolutely. This policy was established in 1994. It's been in place where the idea was put forward and it was instigated that children should be screened at least three times a year during their primary school years. That usually would have happened in second, fourth and sixth class. And, you know, we've been progressively seeing that this is happening less and less. Mm-hmm. The number of children that we need to see has increased by a quarter. The number of dentists available has decreased by a quarter. And as early as I was listening to the radio on Saturday, they're saying, you know, in the next 25 years, our population is going to increase by another 500,000. So we demographically simply do not have enough dentists available to look after the children. This is a wonderful scheme that targets every single child in the country. So it doesn't matter where you're from, you know, race, creed, colour, wherever you come from, this is a targeted approach where every single child will be offered a dental appointment, and then that's often followed up where there can be screening and obviously dental advice giving, meet the parents, meet the children. And, you know, if it was funded properly and there were enough dentists there, it's a very good scheme. But as you say, parents are finding they're often not hearing about it.
At all. But it's working in some parts of the country, is it? Does it depend where you are? Yeah.
Well, look, it's bad across the country now. It's been progressively getting worse over the last 10 years. COVID probably added, a huge problem in a lot of the dentists were redeployed to, you know, with testing and helping out with vaccinations and so forth. So that exacerbated the problem. But there are definitely black spots, and certainly I work in Carlow, so I would sort of spread a few counties. I would be next door to Laois, Kildare, Wicklow, Kilkenny, and I would know Laois especially would be a particular black spot in the country.
Or it's not happening.
Some children aren't been seen there, you know, for
and it's a checkup. How important is it?
Well, I suppose what we'd like to get across is oral health is health. You know, oral health needs to start to be seen as important as health. The head is attached to the body. It's not a separate entity. What goes, you know, happens in the mouth has direct effect on the body and vice versa. So it is incredibly important. The early dental disease is preventable. It's a preventable disease, but it is the most common communicable disease we see in children and the adult population. So early intervention is key. Prevention is the key word here. Getting parents in early, getting children in early, so problems can be seen early. Early things can be treated quickly. They can be treated relatively painlessly. And, you know, that instigates a much healthier approach and view of coming to the dentist. Things that are delayed, things get larger, we have pain, we have bigger problems. And that has a real knock-on effect to your lifelong view of coming to the dentist. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there listening today who do have a real fear of coming to the dentist because we have a memory of what it was like to go when we were perhaps younger. I know I'm from New Zealand. It's a different system over there. When I was a child, it was run through the schools. It was dental therapists came to the larger school of the area. But the clinic was known as the murder house. You know, it wasn't any better back then.
So then for people who can't get access to this service, they're having to pay. And it is expensive for people to access dental care privately, even for children, isn't it?
What I would say is, if I was to give any advice, is start the gentle journey early. I would look after a lot of children. I enjoy looking after children. I have lots of parents that would come in to me. We would recommend that you start actually bringing your child in from the 1 year of age. Now you'd say, how on earth are they going to lie in the chair? But we have many ways that we can examine kids. We can examine them in their buggy. We can examine them on your knee. We work up and we try to make it, it's as much about forming a relationship with that child. Mm-hmm. If I'm seeing children, you know, I get them in, we do a little checkup, we count teeth, we make it fun. We have a magic nose for those that you make the wonder of the chair moving without them realizing. We clean their teeth for them, we apply fluoride. But it's establishing a rapport, a relationship, because, you know, it's for, God forbid, when something was to happen, then that child is used to seeing you. So I go back to prevention. Prevention is key. That's quite an easy thing to do. It's once a year. You know, I'll just give you, I'm charging €40 for a child to come and see me once a year. Every 12 months. So if you get in early and start it, yes. So I appreciate that when we start talking about, you know, fixing dental care can become more expensive. I suppose I'm trying to say prevention is the key. So if we can start earlier.
So you're saying if you start when the child is one, remove the fear around it, keep them coming in once a year.
Keep the prevention going.
And you might not need the expensive treatment in the end.
Cut off the need for it.
I have a lot of questions coming in for you. So we might start with this one from Fiona, who has an 18-month-old. He has a mouthful of teeth. I was wondering when I should start brushing his teeth and bringing him to the dentist. Well, we know now from what you've just said, you should have brought him to the dentist 6 months ago, Fiona, but look, anytime in this year.
Absolutely. So you should start brushing your baby's teeth as soon as they come in. Like, it's not, don't wait for the, you know, a certain number of teeth. It is as soon as a tooth comes through, you need to start brushing them. Now, whether that's with a little soft toothbrush or even a little face cloth.
Yes.
It's just getting in there. Mm-hmm. Lots of parents would say that they find it's very difficult, obviously, to clean teeth. You know, the children wriggle and struggle. I have a little tip that I would give is for children perhaps of, you know, primary school age, is to go and lie them on the bed, is to help them. Children up to the age of about 8 or 9, until they can tie their own shoelace, really need help with cleaning their teeth.
That's what I was going to ask you. When do you trust a child to do a good job themselves?
Well, I'll go from my own two children. I've got two girls, they're teenagers now. They were probably 10, 11 before I started looking at them going, you can actually do this properly yourself.
And were you brushing your
no,
their teeth?
No, I would.
Supervising.
But children, okay, they don't want. We want to make it a team event. I think it's important to let the children brush their teeth. So they need to brush their teeth morning and night. Let them get in there. Let them have a go. Then I give a little tip is that I suggest put a little bit more toothpaste on the toothbrush. Take your child into the bedroom. Lie them flat on the bed. Turn on the bedside light, get them to open. Because if you think about when you come to see us, we're lying them flat on the chair. Open nice and wide. And you can get in there and brush yourself, you can see. And then it's no rinse. Because we're recommending when you brush their teeth, you spit, no rinse. So you want to leave all that really protective fluoride sitting on the teeth. And that can be something as simple. And then as a parent, if you're doing that, you get familiar with looking in their mouth. Mm-hmm. That's really important, is actually recognizing and seeing when new teeth come in. A lot of the problem that we are seeing with, especially this, we're losing that second class screening in the younger age group around the sort of the 7, 6, 7, 8 year olds, is these adult teeth, these first adult molars that come in at around 6, they come in often with very little fanfare. So a parent, we all have tales of the teething and the crying and, you know, the flushed cheek and the temperature, and suddenly then a tooth appeared and we talk about teething. Well, teething in adulthood doesn't really happen the same way. So these teeth often silently come in. Parents don't realise that they're actually looking at an adult tooth. They may think, well, look, it's a baby tooth, it's going to fall out, it's not such a big problem. But it is a problem. So the adult tooth isn't going to fall out. And then we've got this problem. And again, those teeth, especially those first adult molars, they're really the ones that are getting missed. And as a clinician working in private practice, that's what I'm seeing, is these kids are coming in with these problems in these teeth that, you know, if they had been the school service, had been running at its capacity, had been able to offer this, the system, which there is there and is an excellent system, if it was funded properly, if it was available, if they were able to screen the kids. You know, a lot of these things would be picked up.
But in its absence, in some cases, you're asking us to act as amateur dentists, really, and have a good look inside
that mouth.
Just
have a good look. Get familiar. Count, you know, there's 10 baby teeth on the bottom and 10 adult teeth on the bottom when they're about, you know, four or five. And then these adult teeth come through. So just keep looking, get familiar, get in there. You know, parents may come in and say to me, tell little Johnny there to, you know, he needs to brush his teeth better. Well, little Johnny's 5 years old. He's doing the best he can with the coordination and he has as a five-year-old. He does need mum and dad's help. We really do need to be in there giving them that little bit of extra boost. You know, even put toothpaste on your finger. It does, you know, it doesn't have to be a perfect science. It's just getting in there and getting things clean.
Making the best job that you can of it. I have a question here about Fisher seals.
Yep.
Should all children get some at some certain stage, or is it recommended just for some children who may have signs of weakness or damage?
Fisher seals are, they're like a little nail varnish. Not all children need them. Teeth come up in different shapes and sizes. So we recommend them in their molar teeth. So we talk about their six-year-old molars and their 12-year-old molars. They would be the two molars you get in your childhood. The tops of teeth, I'll give an example. Say, for example, your child eats Weet-Bix in the morning and you go and brush their teeth and you've cleaned them and then you look in there and you look at the back teeth and you see that the Weet-Bix and stuff is still sitting. You've given them a good scrub, but that stuff is still sitting there.
Yes.
They're sitting in the fissures and pits and grooves of the tops of those teeth. If you can't remove that food and things like that and then bacteria sit in there, that's where decay can start on the top of the tooth. So these fissure seals are lovely. They're relatively straightforward thing to place in. There's no drilling. It's just getting the tooth nice and clean and applying this little varnish on top. So it stops the food and bacteria ingressing into the top of the tooth and it makes it a little self-cleansing. Now, it's not a silver bullet. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card because you still have to clean the sides of the teeth, the fronts of the teeth, but it certainly is a help.
Okay, and Anne wants to know about the materials used in the fissure seals. Are they free of harmful chemicals? Are there natural sealants?
There are. I know she's probably alluding to some of the chemicals you find in like plastic bottles and so forth. Yes, we would look to use, and I certainly know I look to use those kind of fissure seals that are free of those particular compounds that she's talking about.
Okay, because are they sealed with some sort of a blue light? Is that how they're
It's an
sealed?
Ultraviolet light.
Ultraviolet
so
light.
It's ultraviolet light. Mm. So materials, the ultraviolet light makes things so much faster. When I started dentistry, it was all self-cure. So we were sitting there for 3 or 4 minutes. Now things happen about 10 seconds, 20 seconds. Because the putting in a fissure seal is, we have to use, the material we use, it's quite sour, which I always think someone's having sort of had a bit of a funny joke when they were establishing and inventing this fissure seal, because you put something sour in your mouth and what happens? You want to have saliva everywhere. So you've got to keep it nice and dry. You've got a little child who doesn't really like the taste. So you need the child to be able to sit still. You need them to be able to open nice and wide, keep the area nice and dry. It just gets flowed on. The little light sets it in 10 seconds and happy days.
Now, my daughter is 8, said this listener. She has a cavity in her baby molar, but she's petrified of the dentist. She needs it out, but she won't let it happen. And the question is, will it fall out itself?
Depends which molar tooth it is. Okay, so this is the problem. See, baby teeth have a point. You know, parents, you know, would come in and say to me, but it's only a baby tooth that's going to fall out. Yes, it is going to fall out eventually. But they fall out at different stages. And baby tooth do have an important job. Obviously, they're helping with the child's chewing, but they're holding space for the big teeth. They're a space maintainer. So we want to try and keep them in place, ideally to, you know, natural exfoliation or as close to. So if she's talking about a tooth around 8, that's about to, it's not falling out tomorrow, unfortunately. And if it's what we call an E, it's possibly not going to be going anywhere till she's 10, 11 years of age. So
she can't wait then, is what you're saying.
She can't wait. She has to try and keep it as clean as she can, but it is hard. It is hard. It is just trying to find a dentist that, you know, that might be able to get some level of rapport with the child. And that's where I go back to getting this, establishing this relationship early on, bringing your children to see the dentist before school, getting used to them. Like, for me, it's about my little kiddies going, I'm just going to see Caroline. I'm not going to see the dentist. So when these situations do arise, we do have a much better chance of being successful in treatment. But I do appreciate, I mean, I have memories of what that year was like. I mean, we all do.
Okay, Carol, I'm going to have to leave it there. We'll have you back again, though, because we've so many questions in for you. And thank you for taking them all so far. Caroline Robbins, Kiwi Dental and IDA past president. Caroline, good to have you with us. Quick break before news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.